The Burt Show.
Burt Show, Q99.7. Abby, I got some tea.
What?
I got some tea. So I had a meeting with Chateau Alon and Helping Mamas this week, talking about our Pinot period party. For those that don't know, this will be our third annual Pinot period party. It's all to benefit Helping Mamas, which is the baby bank supply of Georgia, but also they collect period products to help menstruators in need. So anybody who can't afford tampons, pads, panty liners, we collect them. We put these period kits together. It's just kind of blown up over the years. Won 2 Anthem Awards.
Oh, yeah, it did.
So I had a meeting with them this past week to discuss, get the details, make sure we have, you know, all our ducks in a row or whatnot. Which, by the way, May 4th, you free?
Yep, I'm writing it down.
May 4th is when we're going to be doing our Pinot period party. I'll have more details for you later. But, so I'm on this Zoom call with Chateau Alon. If you haven't been, it's this gorgeous winery in Braselton. So it's right there in the foothills of North Georgia. It's a stunning vista.
If you have enough wine, if you squint, you probably feel like you're in France.
Right.
It feels like a chateau.
But it absolutely does. I mean, they got multiple restaurants on property. They have a beautiful spa. There's a golf course. Like, it's a whole experience. Like, it's my husband and I did a staycation there, had the best time. They've graciously donated the property for us to do our Pinot period party. Like, they're incredible to work with. And of course I have Helping Mamas on there because that's who this is benefiting. We collected over 50,000 period products. So we're trying to brainstorm, how can we collect more this year? So we're having this meeting and Chateau Alon spills a little tea for me.
They spilled a little Pinot, if you will.
Well, yeah. And it was piping hot Pinot as well. So, and I, when I say my jaw dropped, because I didn't expect our event to be scandalous,
mm-hmm.
but apparently some people reached out to Chateau Alon. They did not reach out to the Burt Show or Q99.7. They did not reach out to Helping Mamas, but not just persons reached out to Chateau Alon, and they were up in arms. They were livid. They were so disgusted that Chateau Alon would have an event called the Pinot Period Party. Oh, how crass.
Oh my goodness.
How could you lower your standards to have an event that was called the Pinot Period Party?
I'm clutching my pearls as you speak.
The people actually emailed.
What?
Called multiple times to complain about the name of our event.
Are you kidding? What are you supposed to call it?
Big
tampon gala of Braselton, Georgia.
Are these people that had stayed at Chateau Alon and maybe saw an advertisement or something
about it?
Or how did they know about it?
They live in the vicinity. It's kind of like upper crust a little bit. Uh-huh. And they, when I say offended,
that's
like
insane.
They were so offended at the name of our event that we were calling. And that's like part of, like, we're trying to like
destigmatize the word period.
Thank you. I mean, menstrual cycles, this is nothing to be embarrassed about. It is just everyday life for menstruators. There is a need that needs to be mm-hmm. filled, that we need to put these period kits together. And they were so upset about the word period.
I am blaming this on misogyny, because if there was any kind of need that men had where they needed to have a fundraiser mm-hmm. for their balls, they would have a balls ball or yep. something. Well, whereas we have on the Pinot period party, which we can rename to the magical menstruation menagerie. If that's more politically correct.
Do they have a gym there on the property?
I'm sure they do. I don't know, but I'm sure they do.
I'm thinking if they have bikes, we can make a weekend of it. Maybe have a menstrual cycling class.
Oh my God.
On Saturday.
That's really
good. Have a whole theme the weekend at Chateau Alon.
Paint it red weekend at Chateau Alon.
Girl, when she told me that, I'm like, you're lying. She's like, no, seriously. Like, we got several complaints, and one woman in particular, like, would not stop calling and emailing. And of course, love Chateau Alon, because they are like, it's a beautiful property, and you do feel very, like, you know, bougie. But they're like, no, this is a fantastic cause, and we want to be a part of it 1,000%. And I'm like, because so often I think people can just listen to that and be like, you know, you're right. Like, this is, we shouldn't do this. It's not classy enough. But yeah, no, Chateau Lawn's doubling down. Like, oh, we are doing it and we're going to make it bigger and better and badder this year. So save the date, May 4th, Sunday, May 4th. We're doing it. I will have more details, but just go ahead and mark that on your calendar and start collecting your tampons and pads and panty liners so we can, you know, rally together to put our period kits together.
May the 4th of Mother Nature be with you that day.
Yes, we will. All right, so Abby, a UGA student's mugshot went viral.
Now, it's every college student's worst nightmare for your mugshot to go viral because, you know, you're just figuring life out. You're maybe doing stuff you shouldn't be doing. But Lily Stewart, who is a student at UGA, went viral for all the right reasons in a way. She got arrested for speeding, so Lord knows how fast she was going. But
to get arrested for that is one thing to get a ticket, but to get arrested?
It might have been like reckless driving. I think if you go over 20 miles over the speed limit, you get arrested. So anyway, she gets a mugshot taken and she is in full glam. She looks like a Southern Belle. She got the false eyelashes on. She got the full beat. Her hair is perfectly coiffed and she's smiling in this mugshot. And people were so taken aback at A, how happy she looked, but B, she looks beautiful in this mugshot that it's going viral. So TMZ.
Can we know like what the jail's lighting is so we can try to replicate it?
It's not great, honestly. I will say, I think that's why people are so impressed. They're like, wow, she looks amazing in this dingy jail cell. Whereas like if the natural light isn't hitting my forehead at the right angle, I look like Quasimodo. And she got interviewed by TMZ talking about what it's been like having her mugshot go viral.
I'm just kind of here for it. I mean, not like I was just, at first it went viral on Facebook and I was taking, not viral, but I was taking my legal test and my mom calls me and she's like, Lily, don't freak out, but your Facebook post for your criminal thing has 500 likes. I'm like, oh my gosh, mom, like, I don't care. And then from there, that was about a week ago. And then from there, it just kept getting more. I mean, I look at the comments and I think it's funny, you know, but I mean, to me, it's just funny. Cause I mean, I understand, like, it's surprising that I got arrested for speeding and my mugshot. It's just, I was smiling because I always smile for a photo, you know? There's going to be gross comments
So yeah, she is basically just saying she doesn't care. And honestly, when you look that good and people are only having positive comments about it, then honestly, really, what else is there to say about it?
Okay, so is she in pageants or are they just calling it like a pageant prison photo?
I think they're just calling it the pageant prison photo because, okay. And it wouldn't surprise me if she was, but because she does have like that look. I mean, she is so done up that honestly, this could be a headshot for Miss Georgia or whatever, because she's just... I mean, for somebody who is experiencing a day they're never going to forget, she looked pretty dang happy about it.
And I love that her mom. Oh, honey, going viral on the Facebook.
And she's like, this is great. All the kids at school are going to talk about it. The clout is going to be amazing.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.